Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Good morning and welcome. Beyonce, modern day female, Charlie Pride.
No, he was a country artist.
She won a Grammy for country, her country album.
No.
What's it called? Country Joe or something like that, isn't it?
Who cares?
Oh. No?
No.
Cowboy Charlie or something?
Nah, no.
No?
No. You're bad.
It is. Charlie Pride.
See, I like Charlie Pride.
Oh, I met him once. Outstanding man.
Yep. Nice.
Yep. It is 9:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. That means we're in the 9 o'clock stretch. All right, Trump raising tariffs, and everybody's raising concerns. I don't think they'll be inflicted long term.
Yeah.
I don't think, but it depends. He wants to get Canada, Mexico, and China, you know, to help in any way they can and get serious about the fentanyl stuff. The border security stuff.
Right.
And all that goes along with it.
But they're responding, hey, okay, you're doing that to us. We're going to throw some more tariffs on you. So,
yeah, and we'll do it back. And
yep.
Trump will go double infinity. Double infinity.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man. You're not going to outdo him.
Hey, let's shoot guns and have fun and raise money for a great cause. What could be better than that?
Not much.
I like it. Annual Sporting Clays Tournament coming up this Friday, 7 a.m., Bradford Sportsman's Farm. Full day of fun, prizes, and clays featuring activities including a silent and live auction, as well as lunch. You'll get a continental breakfast courtesy of McDonald's because all the money raised goes to the Ronald McDonald House, which houses families when they come to town and they have a child with a serious medical issue condition, and they have a place to stay because of it, and they do an awesome job. So if you want to be a sponsor, you want to get involved in this tournament, better hurry up and get your team signed up. Just go to do a search for Ronald McDonald House. Probably the easiest way to do it.
Yep. Just even put clay shoot. That'll probably take you right to the page.
Yeah.
Yep.
But not shoot clay because we need them to do afternoons.
Wow.
Right?
Man, you're on a roll.
I'm just saying.
And don't you? But if you do, use some buck shot.
Look at that.
See?
That's going to be tough to beat.
Put me on the spot there. I can come back. Nick's listening going, what happened to the show? It's only Monday. It's 9
right.
o'clock.
Yeah, why are they acting like it's Friday?
It's Friday. What's up with that?
Oh, because Fridays are more fun. That's why.
Oh.
All right. Let me go through some of the stuff that I haven't gone through lately.
Mm-hmm.
Some of your news of the day. Elon Musk and his people at Doge locked out a bunch of federal human resources workers out of the computer system, and they are not happy. But he's got a job to do, and they're staying there all night.
Literally.
I mean, maybe not him, but his people. And they brought in sofa beds.
I love it.
Well, if you think about the people that are into that stuff in Silicon Valley, and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'll write code all night long, and they'll, yeah, that's how they operate. So, yeah, let them go. Let them get it done. Christy Noem, ready to giddy up. Yep, riding Del Rio, Texas with the famed Del Rio Horse Patrol Unit. And so working with the folks there. And she's very, very active. Like all these people, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. The Trump administration is like, you know, take no prisoners kind of an attitude. And they're going through it. And other countries are getting with the program. Remember, Colombia didn't want to take their deportation folks. They changed their mind. Of course, that happened right away. But Venezuela, Maduro's been like easy peasy.
And he's a punk to deal with.
Usually, yeah. You know. But not with Trump. I mean, nice. So already you just feel there's this respect, you know, that the U.S. should always have. But it's been diminished in the last 4 years. So, yeah, he's got everybody. Texas National Guard, they're going to be able to add 3,000 because they've been granted authority to make immigration arrests. So that is going to add to the force in Texas that's going to work on immigration and work on the border. But there's a lot of people, apparently, that aren't happy with these deportations. And they had a protest, but then they blocked a highway. And you're not going to get a lot of support when you do that. They were anti-ICE protesters. There were a few American flags in the crowd, allegedly, but they say the vast majority of people who had flags, they were Mexican flags. And they shut down the 101 in L.A. And that was that happened yesterday. Imagine if you're surrounded with a bunch of people and a highway, especially you're not maybe that familiar with the area or something. You came for a visit, and what kind of panic would ensue and helplessness? Yeah, I wouldn't like that. All right. Also, Marco Rubio, great work. Panama Canal, he's already got the leader there. Getting out of the Belt and Road Initiative, they signed with China a few years back. So that's excellent news. And then we also did the airstrike in Somalia. Yeah, you're hiding in a Somalian cave, and we can still reach out and touch you. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Deputy Assistant to the President, Senior Director for Counterterrorism at the National Security Council in the White House, told Breitbart exclusively that the White House intends to release the video of the successful operation conducted on Saturday morning to eliminate a top Islamic State terrorist in northern Somalia. We're working diligently right now, the White House Situation Room, the Counterterrorism Directorate of the National Security Council, et cetera, and we're working to scrub the actual footage of munitions detonating and destroying the cave complex, but they're working to make it available in an unclassified form so it can be briefed from the press briefing room. And to see it in real time, it's as if you're in a movie, but it's much more important because it isn't a movie. It's not special effects. It's real, and American lives are being saved 11 days into the Trump administration. There's multiple reasons why the White House intends to release the footage publicly at a press briefing in the coming week. Gorka said this, including showing those who voted for Trump in November that their president and his administration are committed to acting quickly to keep them safe. And so they're working hard to convert that footage. We want 77 million Americans who voted for Trump and everyone else who cares about defeating global jihadism to see what's possible in less than 2 weeks in a new administration. But perhaps more importantly than that, Gorka said, the White House hopes releasing the footage will act as a deterrence to potential future terrorists and discourage possible recruits from joining ISIS down the road. You can think you're safe. You can try and build a safe haven in an ungoverned part of the world like northern Somalia, but our capabilities is like the president said. You can run, but you'll only die tired.
Wow.
We'll find you, but unlike the Biden administration, We're not going to watch you around the clock for 4 years. We're going to kill you if you threaten American lives. And that's what the president just proved this morning, that Saturday morning at 9:50 a.m. with his incredible leadership. All right.
Getting it done.
Getting serious on all fronts, as promised.
You mean promises made?
Promises
kept.
And delivered.
Ooh.
Right?
No matter where they are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Reach out and touch you, even in a Somalian cave.
Gotta love it.
All right, it is 9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got plenty more to talk about, including a bunch of Dems got together to figure out what their party's all about. They're still scratching their heads, it appears.
Oh, wow.
Details on that and a whole lot more on the way on 97.3 The Sky. Don't forget, Bob Rose Show, available podcast. Yep, just all you got to do is click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It is 9:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I saw this video. This 78-year-old guy. The car pulls up. An SUV. The door swings open. Mm-hmm. A young man gets out and he's pointing a gun right at the driver of the car.
Oh. Wow.
And this 78-year-old driver of the car responds by firing one round through the window, it appears.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid drops, and then he opens the door, puts another round in him. Then he takes like a shooter stance over the door frame, the window frame, and fires shots at the escaping SUV.
Hey, don't mess with these guys.
Yeah.
Or this old dude.
Well, and I was wondering, I'm like, wow, where'd that happen? Apparently it was in Argentina.
Hmm.
But, I mean, that guy was, he was ready.
Well, you know, you have to be prepared. Stuff like that happens everywhere, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. And, but Trump administration working hard to get rid of criminals, deporting them every day. And he's gotten everybody to go along with it and work with him. Venezuela, Colombia, Mexico. It's all coming together, and that's a good thing. Pop singer Joy Vila, who famously arrived at the 2017 Grammys in a Make America Great Again dress, returned to the red carpet on Sunday, clad in a Trump-inspired red hat, telling the press, "I love to see rapists and human traffickers deported."
Oh, that's awesome.
This look is all about American exceptionalism, freedom. So the hat stays on. They tried to kill Trump. He's still alive, thank God, she told the Hollywood Reporter,
nice.
Pointing to her hat, similar to President Donald Trump's Make America Great Again hat, which read, "The hat stays on."
Ooh.
The hat stays on.
Don't touch her hat.
Yep.
That's cool.
So because they tried to get rid of Trump, and now he's still here, this hat's not going anywhere. Like the red hat army that we've seen, there's a lot of Latinos, a lot of black Americans, a lot of artists who love Trump.
Nice.
Yep. Vila, who was also sporting a gold gown and gold chain with a dog on its on a clad in hat. And the dress, I don't know who all these dressmakers are, but...
Well, the big deal with the dress itself, actually, was that it was actually made by someone who is an immigrant, a legal immigrant, and gay. So it's like it's covering the bases of, see, we can all be Americans, and we can all support
I had no idea that you knew who Andre Soriano was.
You know, wow. There's a lot of things Bob, that you just...
Greg is wearing Soriano today. Later this afternoon, Dolce and Gabbana.
Yes.
Yes.
They'll make fun of me just like they did Melania.
Yeah, so, good. That's what we need. We need some people in Hollyweird.
Standing up on the red carpet.
Right on.
And she was dressed, which was even better.
Hey, don't get me wrong when I tell you this next story. I don't feel bad for them. They deserve, you know, everything that they have failed to receive, like as in votes. The Democrat Party, they're in a mess. They are in a mess. Dozens of Democrat leaders are reportedly struggling to find a coherent message to fight President Donald Trump. The New York Times reported Sunday that at private meetings and public events, Democrats appear leaderless, rudderless, and divided.
Wow.
They've elected Ken Martin to be their next Democrat National Committee chair. And he'll conduct a post-election review largely based on tactics and messaging. Well, now the New York Times came out and said, after more than 50 interviews with Democrat leaders, they cannot figure out what the party should stand for, what issues they should focus on, and how to confront Trump. Many Democrats agree that they need to tackle issues that propelled Trump into office, but they can't figure out how to do that. Democrats broadly agree that they need to do more to address issues that powered Trump's campaign, like grocery costs, inflation, and immigration, which they well, I mean, they blew it on that. But there is little consensus on how or even whether to prioritize the party's traditional concerns like abortion rights, LGBTQ equality, and climate change. Some Democrats fear even as those issues continue to animate the party's base, they fail to resonate among a broader swath of voters in the last presidential election. Look, it really isn't rocket surgery. All you have to do is say, what do you want as an American? You want an opportunity to succeed. What is succeeding? Paying your bills, the idea of, saving or maintaining a home. You want to be in a safe environment. You want your kids to be in a decent school, right? And maybe be able to just tuck a little bit away for your senior years. I don't think that's asking too much. But for whatever reason, the Democrats have not done much to try to deliver that. I mean, they get stuck on these zany, crazy issues that are indefensible. Like, what do they call it? Gender-affirming care?
Yeah.
But when you actually look at it, it's child mutilation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying. I mean, it is graphic because, it is graphic.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff that they push and promote. And they wonder, why, how are we losing? How are we losing the votes? And then they still don't get it about Trump, that they have lied about him and attacked him. They've weaponized the government and judicial system against him. And people began to see that as a real pattern. This isn't a one-off. They really are out to get him. And then everything that they said that he would do and who he is and all that, that's who they are. That's what they do. That's from the Karl Marx playbook. And people began to get exposed to that. And they go, yeah. What? Yeah. Why are they saying that? Why are they calling? They're acting like Trump had never been there before. He was president for 4 years. He wasn't a dictator. He wasn't Hitler. But yet they somehow thought that that kind of attacking of him was going to be successful. But it just goes to show you kind of the sick, dark thoughts mm-hmm. that they've had.
He didn't even round up actors and comedians who had made fun of him and put them in internment camps like they seem to be concerned about all over again.
Oh, yeah. Rachel Maddow is still got her TV show. She didn't get rounded up.
No.
I mean, all these ridiculous things that they have said. They've been on the wrong side of every issue. And they scratch their heads and they don't understand. Yep. We have no coherent message, said Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, the Democrat out of Texas. And apparently, I guess she's referring to Trump. This guy is psychotic, and there's so much. But everything that underlines it is white supremacy and hate.
Oh, my goodness.
Really? Wow. They can't. They just.
It's all they got, isn't it? Name calling,
yep.
Pretty much. Yeah.
But, and it's not. There's no basis for it. 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up in about 15 minutes, things that make you smile. Stand by for that. And more headlines coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcasts. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. Trump raises tariffs. Mexico, Canada, China. What kind of blowback will there be? And I mean, not just what people are saying, what actually is going to happen. Will it impact our prices? What he wants is better border security and more help in trying to keep fentanyl out of the United States. So if he feels like he's getting that help, then they can always, roll those tariffs back, right? All right. Elon Musk and his Doge group locks out a bunch of HR workers in government. They are not real happy about that, apparently. Venezuela agrees to take back the deported migrants, even providing some transportation. Mexico taking back Mexican nationals, and some of them aren't even Mexican nationals. They've accepted them, too.
Hmm.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's all good, right? Texas National Guard, now they have been granted the authority to make immigration arrests. So that is a lot of help for the Lone Star State so they can get a handle on their issue and their border with Mexico. The anti-ICE folks, the protesters, flying Mexican flags in L.A., stopping the 101, a freeway in downtown, both directions, blocking it for a period of time yesterday. I don't know who they expect to win over. There were some American flags there, but mostly apparently Mexican flags. And DHS Secretary Kristi Noem mounts up, do a little horseback riding on patrol, Border Patrol. That's right, with the Del Rio Horse Patrol unit. But one of the big victories in the Trump administration already has to be Marco Rubio going to Panama, talking to their leader there, and convinced him that, hey, partnering up with us would be better than with the Chinese. So they're actually getting out of their the Belt and Road?
Yeah.
Belt Road Initiative with China. They're going to get out of it. Panama is. So it that doesn't mean that their influence will be completely gone, and but they are not going to gain greater influence,
right?
And hopefully, things will get dialed back, and we can have normal running of the Panama Canal without worry that China's going to mess it up, so to speak. All right, so that's good things, a lot of good things. Took out an ISIS bad guy with an airstrike in Somalia. That was Saturday morning, hiding in a cave. And apparently they're going to try to clean up the video so regular folks can see it without, not having to have government, classified approval. So they're trying to scrub that enough to where they can show a version of it. And that's kind of cool. And CBS has agreed to hand over the transcripts from the 60 Minutes a feature they did on Kamala Harris before the election. At least they're going to give up the transcripts to the FCC. And this is part of Donald Trump and a lawsuit against them, saying the way they edited that thing made her look good.
And a lot of editing. Just saying.
Yeah. Now, I guess it's all digital now. It's not like there's mountains of tape on the floor, right?
No, otherwise, man, there would be. There'd be mountains of that stuff.
Senator Mitch McConnell doesn't communicate very much with Trump. Hadn't talked to him in a long time. And Mitch McConnell still holds Trump responsible for the January 6th thing.
Well, he may have talked to Trump. Trump just couldn't understand a single word he said. Most people can't.
Right. All right. What we need is a Florida woman story. You know, everybody's doing Florida man stories. Yeah. I had a Florida woman story last week, and so I'm going to go with that theme.
Well, we believe in equality and the two genders.
We got plenty of cray-cray to go around.
Oh, yeah.
Male and female.
We're not greedy.
Yeah. You know, did you ever, buy one of those commemorative bricks? It's sometimes sponsoring the building of something, and it's great. You know, you put your name on it, you give money to the cause, and then you can always go back and go, look, you know, that's my brick.
I help do that.
And and your kids can see it and all that.
Yeah.
And that's a good idea. And some people even use it like a first date. First date, Sabrina, jet skiing with June 14th, 2020. The first date, Sabrina Coyne, 34. Why is this in the news that somebody, they have a brick that recounts their first date. That's sweet. Oh, not after the breakup, apparently.
Uh-oh.
This Florida woman was caught on camera chucking a commemorative first date brick through her ex-husband's window late last month. I mean, it's on video.
Wow.
Even as she repeatedly denied carrying out the vengeful act. Maybe that was part of the breakup, the fact that you, even when shown clear evidence of something you did, you still denied it. That could have been
A pattern.
Hampering the relationship.
Yeah.
Sabrina Coyne, 34, arrested around 11 p.m. on January 24th when Lee County Sheriff's deputies confronted her in front of her ex's Bonita Springs home. According to footage released by authorities, when law enforcement reached the scene, one deputy asked Coyne, who was wearing a short dress and high heels, why she was banging on the front door. Well, I was banging on the door, she said, because he wouldn't let me in. Okay.
All right.
She claimed she lived at the home, but authorities said that wasn't true. She also denied throwing anything through his window, but surveillance video suggests otherwise. Sheriff's office showed her launching the object with her left hand like a poor performing shot putter. And, so she throws like a girl, apparently.
Okay.
And she appeared to record the toss on her phone with her right hand.
Well,
so she was better with the phone in her right hand and trying to shot put the brick through the window, I guess, with her left.
You know, really, you shouldn't deny it just in case you're on somebody else's video. But if you're videoing it yourself, that's evidence, and you really shouldn't deny that.
And this is another one where you see the photograph of the woman, you know, after the event. Uh-huh. I guess this was when she was arrested, Lee County Sheriff's Office, right? And you say, how much did the story impact what I think by looking at her? She looks mean as a snake, Greg. Yeah, look, you tell me, doesn't she?
Oh, it's that.
Would you want her
it's that. Oh, she's got a. You know how you say it's the eyes?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She looks vindictive.
Yes, she really does. But you wonder, where are we swayed by the story? Or if we, what if, look,
okay,
what,
so just,
look, mom rescues child from burning car, and then you see that picture.
Okay, yeah.
You almost
looks a little
look
more
for,
normal.
You look more for like the smile looks a little bit like it's okay.
But when she's banging on doors and throwing bricks, a little different feeling.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Why are you banging on the door? I'm banging on the door because he won't let me in.
Well, duh.
Okay.
What are you, a detective or something? Come on.
The homeowner called police after hearing the loud crash and then the banging on the door. The body cam footage showed Coyne continuing to plead her case as she was led away in handcuffs. I did not break the window. I did not break the window. Uh-huh. She said it like five times at least.
Wow.
The brick, like I said, had sentimental meaning to them. It memorialized the former couple's first date in June of 2020 when all was well, when they went jet skiing together. They had good times.
And somehow she just happened to have that with her when she stopped by to knock on the door?
Probably thought to herself, I know what I'll do with this brick.
I'll bet she
did. And then proceeded to do it.
Yeah. As opposed to, oh, honey, remember our brick? No.
She might have a little bit of time on her hands to consider her actions. She's facing charges of criminal mischief and throwing a deadly missile into an occupied dwelling.
That's
what they charged her with.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well, if you got hit in the head with a brick.
Kill somebody.
Could be
absolutely
deadly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Temper.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to let it go and move on. Got to look to the future.
Good advice. And now, words of advice from Bob.
Yeah, I wonder how long these tariffs are going to take effect. They go into effect tomorrow, I do believe.
Yeah, like noon tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And Greg and I were kind of wondering off there a little bit. Like, okay, the 25% tariff on Mexico, I could see that because they haven't been very effective at stopping the cartels, right, the fentanyl, and all that. So I see that. But Canada?
I mean, percentage. We know that some have come in that way, but percentage-wise, we certainly think it's a lot smaller. I would have probably gone a little easier on Canada.
Well, we know that the fentanyl coming in through Canada, and actually my understanding is it's set up by the Mexican cartels. Like, they've set up a base in Canada, too, to make pills or whatever. And but it's a much smaller amount that was flowing in from Mexico.
Right.
But even it being a small amount, listen to this. They seized enough fentanyl last year coming in from Canada to kill nearly 10 million Americans.
So even if it's percentageally smaller, it's still
that's
pretty
deadly.
That's
still a lot.
It's a lot of people.
It's still a lot.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
Yeah. So Trump said on Friday that nothing could be done to make him reverse course on signing the orders on Saturday, pointing to the exorbitant amount of fentanyl deaths in America and trade deficits with all three countries. But so it will probably, well, it will. It'll go into effect. But then hopefully when they take actions and the president can see some kind of evidence in some way to measure that, then he'll be able to roll those back. Or they can play hardball and they can, you know, say, oh, well, you're going to do a tariff, then we're going to tariff you back, which is possible. Yeah. And then some people are already like, okay, what are the products? What do I need to go out and buy, stockpile?
Yeah, before noon tomorrow.
Just leave the toilet paper alone, will you?
Oh, please, people. It's made here. That is one of my biggest pet peeves.
Here.
When they started to do that again over the last just totally silly thing, I'm like, people, we don't import toilet paper. I know.
A lot of it, isn't it made right up the St. John's River, right up the road? I think so.
Mm.
There used to be a bunch of paper factories up there. I think there's still some. Pretty sure.
There you go.
And in Jacksonville? Yeah. Iran's not making toilet paper. They're making long-range nuclear warheads and trying to advance their nuclear capabilities, according to a landmark press conference held in D.C. And this anti-regime Iranian opposition group that has formed the National Council of Resistance of Iran, and they provided new evidence of Tehran's accelerated nuclear ambitions.
That's not good.
Yep. They said they're covertly developing nuclear warheads in a site that is known for their space initiative.
Because we always think of them as astronauts.
Did you say astronauts?
Yeah. Well, they are space cadets.
It is, 9:49 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Now it's your turn. Things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts, good things that are happening in your life. Share those with us. Non-political. You can do it. Call in now. 877-975-9825. And things that make you smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Another day in paradise, my friends. Welcome to it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for you to call in with things that make you smile, upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts, and it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Same location, same great care. 877-975-9825. Call in now. You know what makes me smile, Greg?
What is that? No, but I could guess a few things probably, but you probably got something in mind.
The Bob Rose Golf Scramble makes me smile.
That does not surprise me a bit.
27th annual, it is coming up. It's always a great day. They limit the amount of golfers, so it's not that one where you sit like in a line. Have you ever been there? Yeah, no. They keep it moving. They limit it to like 100 golfers, and it moves along quite well, but everybody has fun. There's hole-in-one prizes and fantastic food always before the tournament starts and then after.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't beat it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's Friday, April the 4th, and it's a 12:30 shotgun start. So you you can get out of work. You know what I'm saying? You talk the boss into it. Hey, you should sponsor this. Because, yeah, it's 501c3. You could write it all off.
Oh, Bob will write you a note if you need to. A little permission slip like you got when you were a kid in school?
Yeah, it depends on who your boss is and whether or not they would accept that with level of credibility.
They should.
They should. But that's going to be at Hawkstone Golf and Country Club, which is always in fantastic shape. And this all goes to benefit the ARC of Alachua County. They have done tremendous work for the developmentally disabled for decades. And proud to have the number one fundraiser for them all year long. All right, there's a limited number of slots for your team. They will fill quickly. Please jump on this right now. 352. I want you to call Mark Johnson at 352-246-3516. That's 246-3516. Appreciate all the help. They might still need some volunteers. You can do that too.
Had a great baptismal service at our church yesterday. 11. Actually, 10 were scheduled and one jumped in line. That was good, too. That's always acceptable. Mm-hmm. But Blake, who is 17, you know, our son, got baptized yesterday.
That's probably a good age to do that, you know?
Yeah, it is.
I don't remember my baptism because I was probably, you know, 6 months old or something.
I was 13, and ironically, it was April 1st. I hope it took.
Oh, it did.
Okay, good.
And the good Lord has a sense of humor, so, yeah. I think it worked out perfectly.
Okay, good.
Because he is perfect.
Well, there's that. Good thing he is, huh?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Because we fall a little, just a wee bit short. I do. Greg's not too bad. Greg only falls a little short.
Hey, wait a minute.
All right. Are you ready? Coming up next, it is the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Deputy Assistant to the President, Senior Director for Counterterrorism, told Breitbart News about how the White House intends to release the video of the successful operation conducted Saturday morning to eliminate a top Islamic State terrorist in Somalia. And the U.S. Africa Command said in a statement it did this in coordination with the Somali government. The command's initial assessment, multiple ISIS Somalia operatives killed in the airstrikes. No civilians were harmed. And that's a good thing. So smoking the terrorists is your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.